There are a few portions of scriptures that I'd like to read, but before we read those, we'll speak to the Lord in prayer. Our God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy blessed word that Thou hast given us, that we are able to read and to learn, first of all about Thy precious Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and then to learn about these different individuals in Thy word that were examples to us, that we should emulate them, that we should seek to follow their leading. And Father, we would pray for Thy hand of blessing upon us this afternoon. Our Lord Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. First reading I'd like to do is from 1 Samuel chapter 16. So we'll read from 1 Samuel chapter 16. But we're going to read about David. And as we are introduced to David at this time, he's about 15 years old. For the past 3 years, from about the age of 12, he would have been looking after a flock of sheep on his own. In those days, once a boy reached the age of 12, his father would give him the responsibility of caring for a flock of sheep, not necessarily a large flock, but a flock of sheep. It would be his responsibility to care for them and to look after them. A boy in that day would have begun at about 9 years of age under the training of either his father or an older brother or an older cousin or an uncle to learn how to look after the sheep. And so when he became 12, he was given the care of the sheep. And so now we have David, and we're introduced to David in chapter 16. He's about 15 years of age. 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Now we'll go down to verse number 11. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. Behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. We'll go on down to verse 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning and plain and a mighty valiant man, a man of war and prudent in matters, a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. David came to Saul and stood before him. He loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. It came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Now there's a verse in chapter 30 of this book, 1 Samuel chapter 30. Read verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Now I have a portion that verse that I'd like to read in Acts chapter 13. And we'll read verse 22. And when he, that is the Lord, that when the Lord had removed him, or Saul, the Lord raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Now that is really the key verse in this, in what I have to say concerning David. I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Now, when you look at David, and I think of David, in James chapter 5 and verse 17, James is writing, and he says, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And the same thing could be said of David. The Spirit of God has recorded for us David's spiritual victories, David's failures, David's discouragements, and David's heartaches. And many of David's sorrows and joys really come to us in his own writings. And so as you read through the Psalms, you will find revealed in those verses of the Psalms the heart of David. Acts chapter 13 and verse 22, which I read, we read of God raised up unto Israel David to be their king, and whom he gave this testimony, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Now, to give a proper understanding of that verse, we have to really think of it in relation to the verse previous to this, because Acts chapter 13 is God's summing up of the life of David. It's looking back over all David's life. But in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, we have these words. Samuel is speaking to Saul, and he says, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. And you know, after a period of 10 years, from the time that Samuel spoke those words to Saul, 10 years later, David was born. And that search was accomplished. And for the next 70 years, there lived a man upon this earth whose desire was that he might serve the Lord, that he might honor God in the things he did. Now, even though there were times of failure in David's life, yet the tenor of his life was to serve God. Now, as I think of this, David, and you think of all the things about David, the one thing that you should appreciate is that David's desire could be your desire. David desired that he would serve God. And that is not something strange in the life of the people of God. When you read about Daniel, and in chapter 1 of Daniel, it says, Daniel purposed in his heart that he might not defile himself. What was it that Daniel was purposing in his heart? That he might serve God. That like David, he might serve him. And you think a few weeks ago we heard about Joseph. Joseph was another man who purposed in his heart to serve God. And what did Joseph say? How can I sin and do this and sin against the Lord? See, Joseph purposed that he would live a life of holiness unto his God. And so when you look at this expression, a man after God's own heart, it was really shown in David's attitude of heart. You see, in David's heart was that great desire to give the preeminent place in his life to God. And you know, interestingly enough, while David wanted that desire to be in his heart, that I would serve God, David had the same desire for all the people of God. And so when you look through that, you'll find that from David's heart, he prayed to God. 1 Chronicles 17, we find that he's praying to God. 1 Kings 8, God is commending David for the desires of his heart. Because in his heart, David wanted to build a temple unto the Lord. And the Lord said, no, not for you, David. But God accredited him with having built that temple. And we read that verse in 1 Samuel 30. And David was greatly distressed. But what was it? He encouraged himself in the Lord. And so, you and I can do the same thing. You and I can be ones who are seeking the heart of God. We have that choice. David had that choice. And but as we read of David and as we think of David, we must appreciate this thing. That all these lovely characteristics of David were only a shadow of the glories of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every characteristic that I mention about David that is to his credit, it was shown in perfection in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so really, as we look at David, I want you to give you a glimpse of him as a person. I am not so much interested in his shortcomings as I am in his successes, in his spiritual victories, in those things that made him a man after the heart of God. So there will be events in David's life that I'll pass over. There are seven headings that I would like to speak on the life of David under. The first part is David's early life. What can we learn from Scripture about David's early life? Then I want to speak about David's trust in God. And then I'd like to speak about David's spiritual desires. And then we have God's commendation. God commended David. Then I'd like to look at David's character. Then David's spiritual victories. And then David's reputation amongst the people. Now, when we look at David, and we look at his early life, there's really no verse in Scripture, no chapter that you could look at and you could say, well, now this is what David did at this age and at this age and at this age. We can't do that. But there are things that we can glean from the different portions of Scriptures that speak of David. And first of all, we could look at his upbringing and we could say, well, David was the youngest of 10 children of this man Jesse. Jesse was the grandson of Boaz and Ruth. And so we have the book previous to 1 Samuel is the book of Ruth. His mother's name is not mentioned in Scripture. And there were 2 daughters and 8 sons in the family. If you were to look in 1 Samuel 16, as we read, and also in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, we would find that there were 2 daughters, 8 sons. But interestingly, when we read in 1 Chronicles 2, that it only lists 7 sons, including David. which would suggest this possibility, that between the days of David's anointing and the day that David came to reign as king, that one of the sons had died. And that's a distinct possibility. Because it was trying times. David went into battle many times. If we were to go over into another chapter in 1 Samuel, we'll find, or 1 Samuel chapter 22, we find that David's brothers all went down and joined David and became part of David's 40 loyal servants, his warriors. And so it's possible that one of the brothers had died in the battles that they fought. If we look at tradition, tradition says that David was of average height, red hair, and fair skin. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. But the first thing we find about David is, behold, he keepeth the sheep. And this tells us that David was a shepherd. And he is caring for his father's sheep on the fields overlooking Bethlehem. So that in the first mention of David, we really find a Christ-like attitude. Caring for others. In this case, caring for the sheep. But I was particularly struck with the word that says, Jesse says, behold. And when you find that word behold in Scripture, it's a word of wonder, amazement. And it tells me that perhaps Jesse often pondered in his heart David's attitude and David's thoughts, David's words, David's love for God. You know, when I thought of that, I think of that, that in Genesis chapter 37, we read of Jacob. And there is Jacob, and he's observed. And the thought he has said, he has thought often about the words of Joseph. He's thinking about them. And I think of all those years when Joseph was down in Egypt. And Jacob had no contact with him. And over again would come to his mind the things that Joseph had said, the dreams that Joseph had had. It's the same idea. And when we come over to Luke chapter 2, we find that Mary is pondering in her heart the words of the shepherd. What's she doing? Well, what the shepherds had said about what they had seen, the angels and the words from the angels. She had brought them back and she had thought about them over and over again. And this seems to suggest to me this thought, that Jesse was thinking over and over again the words that David had said, the attitude that David had. You see, from a very early age, David had that attitude. I want to serve God. I want to know God. And you know, interestingly enough, those shepherds that were abiding in their fields in Luke chapter 2 were probably on the same fields that David was on when Samuel sent for him. Now, I believe that as we look through scriptures, there are a number of things that David learned from his parents, things that we would have to glean from different portions of scriptures. And from his father, David would have learned how to care for the sheep. And as I thought of this, I thought, well, what things would David learn about sheep? And David would have learned that there are more things to looking after sheep than feeding them. And if you turn to Ezekiel chapter 34, we get some ideas about it, what a shepherd would be like and the kinds of things that David would have learned. So I'll read this. Ezekiel chapter 34, reading from verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As the shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture. Upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which is lost, and bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, and I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And so as I look through that portion in Ezekiel chapter 34, when the Lord says, as a shepherd, he will search his sheep and seek them out. So that one of the first things David would have had to learn was that how to identify sheep in difficulty, and to assess their needs before big problems arise. You see, one of the difficulties that they would have to learn is that, as I understand it, if a sheep, before shearing, if it rolls on its back, it cannot stand up on its feet again. That's an identity problem that you have to be aware of and identify immediately and go and stand it up, because within a few hours the sheep will die. It can't, because it can't, and because the blood all pools down. And so David would have had to learn to identify sheep in difficulty, sheep in a problem, and have to be able to go and help them. But then David, the Lord says, as a shepherd, he will feed them in good pastures. And David would have had to learn to assess pasture lands. And so when you come to a pasture and you look at it and you see, well, there are certain kinds of weeds that if the sheep are in that pasture, they will eat it. And it won't be good for them, and they'll be sick. So David had to learn to assess pasture lands. And then the Lord says, I will cause them to lie down. And what does this mean? Well, David would have had to learn how to still the anxieties of the sheep. You see, once the sheep get stirred up and they're anxious, it won't be long before they're running and they're stampeding away and they've lost them. So David would have had to learn how to calm the anxieties of the sheep. And we know that he was a player of the harp and a singer. And those ways would have helped to calm the anxieties of the sheep. But the Lord in John chapter 10, he emphasizes over and over again that he talks to his sheep. And so a shepherd would be talking to his sheep, and they would be familiar with his voice. And then the Lord says in Ezekiel, I will seek out the lost. And you see, David would have had to learn to be aware of all the sheep and be alert for those that were going astray. Be alert for those that are wandering away and bring them back. And then the Lord says in Ezekiel 34, I will bind up the broken, strengthen the sick. And David would have had to learn to assess the health of the flock. Which ones in the flock are sick? You see, we get a cold. I had a cold for the past week. Well, we get a cold and we can take medicine and we'll get better after about a week. For people, it's about a week. For sheep, it could go on and on and on and they'll die. And so he had to be aware of that, what was going to happen. And then it says, the Lord says, I will exercise the fat and the strong. What is it really he's talking about? Sometimes sheep become complacent. And they will sit down in a one place in their pasture. And they won't move. Why should they move? They've got grass all the way around them. But that's not healthy for them. And so he says that David had to learn to recognize that sheep. He's been staying in that spot too long. He's got to be up on his feet and moving. That one over there. He's beginning to settle down. We've got to get it moving. Got to give it something to do. And he had to learn to assess the needs. And so when I think of all those things, I think, well, in the case of David, three questions would arise in your mind. Three questions arose in my mind. Was David a good shepherd? How do we know David was a good shepherd? How do we know that he learned his lessons? Well, there are different portions of scriptures that we can read and we can look at David. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, we read of that verse, the fact that David was in the sheep while his brothers were down in Bethlehem for the feast. This suggests to me that David got pleasure in caring for the sheep. And why do I think this? Well, because not once in the Word of God do we ever read of David complaining about having to look after sheep. In fact, we find the other thing, he's often thinking about shepherding the sheep. And then we come to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 20. What do we find David's doing? Well, his father's asked him to do a task. And before David would go leave the sheep to do that task, he makes sure the sheep are cared for. And he puts them in the care of a keeper. And then when we come down to 1 Samuel 17, verse 34, we find as David is speaking to Saul, and he says, and he speaks about the lion and the bear. And there we read this, that David was ready to put his own life in jeopardy for the care of those sheep. And then when we come into 2 Samuel chapter 5, we read that the people of Israel say, "Do you remember, David, how the Lord called you to be a shepherd over the people?" And you see, the Lord has commended him. And then if we were to go over to the Psalms in David's own words. And in Psalm 78, he speaks about the fact that the sheepfold was increasing in size. That the number of sheep under his care was getting larger. And he speaks about how David's heart was into that work. And how he was skillfully handling the sheep. And then if we look through David's history, we find that David never lost the features of a good shepherd. David's love as a shepherd for the people of God continued throughout his life. We were introduced to David at the age of 15, chapter 16. And as a lad of 15, David was caring for the sheep of his earthly father. Then we come to 2 Samuel 2, verse 1. We find that as a young man of 30 years, David became a shepherd over the children of Judah for his heavenly father. And you know, interestingly, that the first thing we read about David after he became that shepherd over Judah was that he comforted the sorrowing. And he sent comfort and commendation to the men of Jabesh-Gilead in the way in which they handled the bodies of Saul and his sons. Then when we move along a little bit to 2 Samuel chapter 5, and we find that David is now 37 years of age. And David becomes a shepherd over the people of Israel for his heavenly father. And interestingly enough in that, that the very first thing we find about David doing, once he becomes a shepherd over all of Israel, is that he's encouraging the fearful. And he's bringing Mephibosheth up to dwell in his house. And then when we move along a little further and we come to 1 Samuel chapter 7, David is now about 50 years of old age. And in that chapter, the Lord is commending David for his faithful service in shepherding his people. And then we come on to 2 Samuel chapter 24, close to the end of David's life. David's about 68 at this time. And there David is exhibiting a great concern for the people of God. And what does he call them? These sheep. And he says, "These sheep, what have they done?" And he prays that the Lord would spare them. And you see, when you look at David as a shepherd, a true shepherd for his people is the Lord's greatest desire. So that we might say that one of the ways in which David was a man after God's heart was that David had a great love for God's sheep. He had a shepherd heart. The Apostle Paul in Philippians could say of Timothy, "I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus unto you, for I have no man like man who would naturally care for your state." That could be said of David. He naturally cared for them. And you know, the more I thought about the shepherd, I thought how the Lord spoke to Peter. John chapter 21, the Lord speaking to Peter. And he says to Peter, "Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep." What was the Lord really saying to Peter? Well, this is some of the things. Sheep are not like fish, Peter. They need your attention. Peter, yes, care for the lambs, the little ones. But don't neglect the sheep. Learn to assess their needs. Learn their names. Why would those things come to Peter? Well, because the Lord had already told his disciples the marks of a good shepherd. And so when we read in John chapter 10, we look at those features of a good shepherd. And in John chapter 10, verse 3, we read, "He calleth his sheep." And a good shepherd takes responsibility for the sheep under his care. He calleth them by name. And so there is a relationship with them. He knows them. And he leadeth them. He has a care for them. Then in verse 4, the Lord said, "He goeth before them and the sheep follow him." He has won their confidence. "For they know his voice." There has been fellowship between them. Then he says in verse 7, "I am the door of the sheep." He guards his sheep. He protects them from danger. Then he says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." And he says he's seeking to guide their activities. Then verse 11 of chapter 10, he says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And that suggests to me this idea, that the shepherd has a love for the sheep. And so when we look at David, we look and we see that David learned the lessons from his father well. Scriptures commend him for it. But then we look at his mother. And we're not given any information in scriptures as to her name, her history, or the character of David's mother. We're not told about the things David learned from his mother. But twice in the Psalms, he makes reference to her. In Psalm 116, and verse 16, and Psalm 86, and verse 16, he says that she is the Lord's handmaid. Now, this suggests to us that she was a spiritual woman who taught her son to love and appreciate the Lord. It was interesting that Charles Spurgeon, speaking about Psalm 16, says of David's mother that she was evidently a gracious woman, and David's memory of her brought afresh to him his obligation to devote himself to God. And what David learned from his mother was not in conflict with what he learned from his father. They were complementary. And so that as David grew up, the Lord could blend the two teachings together and could use them in David's service for him. You know, when we're looking for Samuel chapter 22, we find that David's mother and father and his brothers and their families go down to David, and they are with him in the cave of Adullam. Then we read the fact that David took his mother and father over to Moab to live until David says, till I know what God will do for me. It's later after this that Psalm 116 was written. And it's likely that David wrote this psalm as he remembered his reactions when the messenger arrived from Moab with the news that his mother had died. And through this psalm, if you look at it, at first he didn't want to believe it, and he accused the messenger of lying. And he says, all men are liars. And death at that moment seemed to have gripped his heart. It was as if he died himself. And in his sorrow and his anguish, he sought unto God. And the Lord comforted David by bringing to his remembrance some of the spiritual things his mother taught him. So that as we look at Psalm 116, we see some of the things that she taught him. Verse 1, she taught him a love for the Lord. Verse 1 and 2, she taught him the value of prayer. And prayer and worship became a way of life for David. And David says in Psalm 55, morning or evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. In verse 5, we find that David learned that the Lord is a God of grace and mercy. And then in verse 10, she taught him to believe in the faithfulness of God. And then in verses 12, 13, and 14, she impressed upon him the importance of worship and thanksgiving ascending to the Lord. And then in verse 15, we have David's thoughts concerning his mother's death. And he writes these words, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. I believe he is speaking about his mother. And then in verse 16, he says we have David's desire. He says that he would be known as the Lord's servant, like unto his mother the Lord's handmaid. He desired to emulate the faithfulness, the spiritual character of his mother. When we come to verse 86, or Psalm 86, we really speak of David's plea to God for help. For the sake of thine handmaid, if for no other reason, Lord, save me for the sake of thine handmaid. And in verse 2, he says, preserve my soul, preserve me. And in verse 3, Psalm 86, he says, be merciful unto me. In verse 6, he says, hearken to my prayers. Then in verse 11, he says, teach me thy way, O Lord. In verse 7, he says, show me a token for good. So really, that's the early life, David's early life. Our time has gone by, and I hope that I might have got into David's trust in God, but we'll take a look at that next week. Let us speak to the Lord in prayer.